Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go to the Olympics, we'll have a vocabulary lesson, we'll do some worrying, we'll fulfill some requests, and lyricist Stanley Adams gets his own birthday tribute for the first time. There's a little thing going on down in Rio de Janeiro called the Summer Olympics, but not to be upstaged for this first segment of the show. We're going to have our own Olympics.
Thank you.
Zowie! That's not only a comment about that recording, it's the title. McPhail's Jazz Orchestra of Chicago around August of 1921 and their only recording. Pianist and composer Lindsay McPhail wrote Zowie, but you're probably more familiar with his tune San. So what does that have to do with the Olympics? Well, that record was issued on the Olympic label. The Olympic Disc Record Corporation was formed in early 1921, and was a subsidiary of the Remington Phonograph Corporation. The studio and pressing plant were located at Meadow and Creek Streets in Long Island City, New York. Remington went out of business in December of 1921, but the label was revived a couple of times by subsequent owners before being discontinued for the last time in early 1925. Before Zowie was another Olympic record, Swingin' Down the Lane. Last week we heard it by Isham Jones, but that was Dan Gregory and his orchestra around August of 1923. Pianist and bandleader Dan Gregory worked mainly around the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area from the 20s through the 40s, and composed at least one song, Sadie O'Brady, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet and William A. Kennedy. We started off with Laughin' at You, written by Sam H. Stept, Will Collins, and Tommy Maley, from a cameo 78 made around December 8, 1924. So what does that record have to do with the Olympics? Well, Laughin' at You was performed there by the Igeezy Olympic Theater Orchestra. Trumpeter Al Igeezy led orchestras in the Pittsburgh area from the mid-20s through the late 30s and was staff orchestra leader at Pittsburgh radio station KDKA. He composed at least one tune, I Bring You Yesterday, which was first heard by the radio audience in May of 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, first heard by the radio audience in 2000, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We haven't had a vocabulary lesson on the show in quite a while, but my friend Andy Sr. inadvertently gave me this topic suggestion last week. Andy publishes the Syncopated Times, the national newspaper, which explores the world of hot jazz, ragtime, and swing. I'm a charter subscriber, and if you have any interest at all in any of those genres of music, and if you're listening to this, you must, you should subscribe. You can do so easily and affordably at the website syncopatedtimes.com. In a recent Facebook post, Andy used the word insouciance. Insouciance, I-N-S-O-U-C-I-A-N-C-E, is a noun meaning a casual lack of concern or indifference. And it certainly sounds like a word which W.C. Fields would love, although I couldn't find any quotes where he used it. Anyway, thanks to Andy, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with insouciance, beginning with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks.
Why should I care?
Thank you. Well, I thought my dreams were all so true. And although you taught me how to love, why, sweetheart, now I shed tears over you. All my friends said that I was foolish. Everyone told me not to fall, but somehow, I don't know why, but your charms entranced me. Happy days gone beyond recall. Now you've changed and no longer love me. Do you think that you have played fair? Nevertheless, darling, I'll always hope that you have no heartaches. Even though I know that you don't care, play at fingers. Thank you. matter where I go, darling, or where you are, I'll always hope that you have no heartaches. Even though I know that you don't care.
Look at that baby. Somebody said, ah, why, how do you do? Somebody said, gee, but she is sure a wonderful baby. What beautiful eyes and hair and lips, too good to be true. Somebody said, well, she's a little bit silly. Somebody said, sure, nothing up in her head. But when they rave, I go tee-hee, 'cause I know she's in love with me. So what do I care what somebody says?
A rather obscure band making its Triple R debut. Harry Pollack's Blue Diamonds with What Do I Care What Somebody Said. The vocalist on that March 28, 1927 Jeanette 78 was Al Shane. Harry Woods wrote the tune and Sidney Clare the words. Before that it was the whispering pianist Art Gillum with his tune You Don't Care from a Columbia 78 made November 27, 1929. J. Fred Coots wrote the lyrics. That was preceded by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with the vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot with Carefree, written by Peter DeRose. That wonderful Brunswick record was made November 10, 1927. We started off that insouciant set with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, credited on the label of that September 11, 1928 British Duophone 78, as the Victorian Syncopators, and I Don't Care. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but right before, during, and just after the Sunday night broadcast on KISL, I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78. That last segment was about insouciance or casual indifference, but this segment we're going to do a little worrying. Don't worry, it's just songs about worrying.
And didn't have anything to say. Left with a smile, it wasn't worthwhile. Now you got me worrying for you. I didn't know all of my days. My heart would hurt in so many ways. How can I hide what goes on inside? Now you got me worrying for you. I took down your picture, tore it to pieces, and then I picked up your picture to paste it together again. My hair was dark when I went away. It wasn't pleasure that turned it gray. Joy in my eyes or tears in disguise. Now you got me worrying for you.
We started off that worryin' set with Gene Rodemix Orchestra in Chicago on September 12, 1924, with Worryin' Blues. Worryin' Blues was composed by Phil Spitalny and Stubby Gordon, and there are words which were written by Gus Kahn. Worrying is apparently contagious, because that was followed by Now You've Got Me Worrying for You. That was Chick Bullock with Dan Ritchie's orchestra on July 12, 1932. Sammy Fain wrote the tune and Joe Young the words. We don't want to worry too much, so we finished up with No More Worryin'. Russ Gorman and his Earl Carroll Orchestra, March 24, 1926. No More Worryin' was written by Walter Donaldson and Jay Mills. Jay Mills also brought us I Don't Want a Doctor, All I Want is a Beautiful Girl. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, in response to my solicitation for requests, longtime listener Dave in the UK replied, saying, well, since you asked, some of my favorite American bands of the era are Fred Waring, Ray Miller, and Paul Specht. Anything by any of them is always welcome. Well, Dave, anything you say. Here's Ray Miller with Anything You Say.
A garden and family someday. I beg your pardon, anything you say.
well, Dave, for your request of Miller, Waring, and Specht, I tried to find records I haven't played on the show before, and I think I succeeded. I know I did with that last one. That was Paul Specht and his Hotel Astor Orchestra with the sextet from Lucia di Lammermoor, composed by Gaetano Donizetti. The arrangement was by Cesare Sodero. That Columbia recording was made in New York on August 4th, 1922. I'm sure I butcher my share of names on this show, but I know that's how those names are pronounced, thanks to E. Douglas Brown of the staff of WOI Radio at Iowa State University and his Pronouncing Dictionary of Music and Musicians. It contains primarily classical composers, artists, and works, but I did a spot check, and although it doesn't contain Gene Rodemick, which I know is correct because I got it straight from Gene Rodemick's great-grandson himself, the book does have an entry for someone we've played on the show, Homer Alvin Rodehever. That's Rodehever with four syllables and not Rodehever as it's spelled. Before Paul Specht, we heard The Pennsylvanians, directed by Fred Waring, and Maybe I'll Baby You from December 13th, 1927. Dave Stamper wrote the tune, and there are words which were written by Gene Buck. We started off that request with a terrific song written by Walter Donaldson, Anything You Say. That was Ray Miller and his orchestra recording for Brunswick in Chicago on September 21, 1928. The vocalist was Harry Maxfield, who was apparently lucky to have that take issued, because in the same session they recorded Anything You Say as an instrumental and a vocal with the Downey Sisters, but those were both rejected.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Lyricist Stanley Adams was born in New York City exactly 109 years ago today. He graduated from New York University with a law degree in 1929, but even before graduating, worked on NYU theatrical productions and wrote his first song, Rollin' Down the River, in collaboration with Fats Waller. Other collaborators included Hoagie Carmichael, Ray Henderson, Victor Herbert, and Oscar Levant, and his best-known lyric is probably What a Difference a Day Made. He also contributed songs to several Broadway musicals and donated considerable time and effort to music-related charitable causes. Adams was elected president of ASCAP in 1953, serving 3 years, but was re-elected in 1959 and every year thereafter until 1980. He died in Manhasset, New York on January 27, 1994. Here are three from the pen of Stanley Adams.
Charms and loving arms, she's the headline too. Can't you guess? Gonna name the day. Start the press, tell it to the nation. Extra, she's the final star, and how does she care for me? Come on and see, read the extra now. Just had a talk with baby, she said yes. Hey there, newsboy, if I could change with you, here's what I'd shout all day through. extra. All about that gal of mine. When it comes to who's the front page news, she's the first in line. Extra. All about those eyes of blue. When it comes to charms and loving arms, she's the headline too. Can't you guess? Gonna name the day. Start the press. Tell it to the nation. Extra. She's the final star and how. Does she care for me? Come on and see. Read the extra now.
Thank you. down the river, my wandering days are through. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Morning will deliver that part of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lordy, I'm a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river, just rolling down to you.
Stanley Adams' first song, written with Fats Waller, Rollin' Down the River. It became a hit after being introduced by Guy Lombardo, but that was Ben Pollack and his orchestra and their first take in a June 23, 1930 session. That was on an Imperial 78. The second take was issued on Cameo and the third on the Jewel label. Before that, it was Ford Britton, B-R-I-T-T-E-N, and his Blue Comets with Take It From Me. Vocalist on that February 27, 1931 Clarion 78 was Ford Britton. Well, not really. While there may have been an actual person named Ford Britton, the name was used pseudonymously by various groups on the Clarion and Harmony labels. Fred Hall arranged the recording sessions, and you correctly recognized the voice as that of Arthur Fields. We began our tribute to Stanley Adams with Chick Bullock, February 3, 1934, and Extra. I don't think Chick Bullock has ever had his own segment on the show, but his birthday is coming up next month, so we'll take care of that then. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.